Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Flare him out. And the pass caught and then dropped over the middle. Debo Samuel would have had the first down and maybe a touchdown. And he caught it. Now the crowd, of course, is responding to the fact. Give me the ball. And look what happened.
Now back to overtime with Grandy, Manson, and Bennett, with sounds from the locker room and your calls at 888-957-9570. Overtime continues now.
Welcome back. Mark Grandy, Kyle Madsen, Sterling Bennett with you. That highlight you just heard, courtesy of Al Michaels on Amazon Prime. If you were in the Bay Area, you might have watched it on your local Fox affiliate. It was not a good moment. That was the Debo Samuel drop on 3rd and 10. That certainly was going to be a first down. It might have gone for a touchdown. At the very least, it would have put the 49ers in position to score up to that point. The game's first touchdown. A touchdown would have made it a 10-3 Niners lead, and who knows how the game would have turned. Ultimately, it resulted in a Niners field goal. That made it 6-3 Niners about halfway through the third quarter. Then the Rams immediately go on a 17-play, 65-yard drive that takes nearly 10 minutes off the clock. They get a field goal to tie it. They then go 60 yards in 3 minutes, a field goal to take the lead. And then off the Brock Purdy interception in the end zone, they go down the field 70 yards, and they kick an extra field goal to go up by 6 in the game's final moments. The Niners can't put together a Hail Mary drive, and the game is over. 12-6 is the final score, and now we got word, as Sterling Bennett told us just before the break, Devondre Campbell told the team he doesn't want to play anymore, and that's why, once Dre Greenlaw was unable to go in the second half, that they had to throw out Demetrius Flanagan Foles because their starting linebacker for the whole season refused to play.
My dog took a little PTO. Who doesn't? That's crazy. They said, get in the game. He said, no, thanks. I'm not playing today. That's
nuts. He went to the locker room. He went inside. He said, the rain too much for me, brother. I'm going back inside where it's dry and warm.
Like,
what is happening?
You put on your uniform. You went through the rigmarole of putting on pads and warming up.
If you're not going to play, just pull on Antonio Brown. Take it off on the field and walk away.
Right. Make a scene. Make it funny.
Yeah.
Dude, it's not like, and it's not like they asked him to come in with 10 seconds left and said, hey, get on the field for this last snap. It's like the third quarter. You're going to have a whole half a game to play.
Game's tied.
Is quitting, I have a question for you guys. Is quitting on the 49ers the best thing Devondre Campbell did all season?
And it wasn't even quiet quitting. He was like, hey, I'm not playing tonight. Like, all right.
He loudly quit.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I'm going to announce I'm quitting to the entire coaching staff. But, like, here's the thing. Okay, I get it. You're upset. Dre Greenlaw took your spot. What did you think was going to happen when he came back? You were literally signed to be the placeholder for Dre Greenlaw.
Right. So, what'd you think?
Like, so Greenlaw comes back. They say, hey, Campbell, you've been okay the last couple weeks. Thank you for your 13 games of service. Sit this one out. We'll call you when we need you. You never know. And lo and behold, Greenlaw's like, hey, my calf's acting up. I'm tired. Great. You have to expect Greenlaw's going to be on somewhat of a pitch count. Well, look what happens. Fred Warner's playing on a broken foot. You got a foot sprain from Grendo in the backfield. Bosa has the oblique and the hip injury. Campbell's like, hey, your second choice to replace Dre Greenlaw, I'm not going to play.
He said, like, hey, my feelings hurt.
This is a backup to a backup, a guy that ended his time in Green Bay dysfunctional and was like, I'm rubbed the wrong way with how they treated me. And you want to leave your tenure at San Francisco trying to alter your career and revamp your image in a way like this? He's getting cut tomorrow, right? Like, see ya. Good night.
Hey, Matt Barrows just tweeted this quote from Treverius Ward in the locker room. Quote, he's probably going to get cut.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Oh, this is perfect. This is perfect.
Dude, get that Twitter off this team.
So what probably happened here is because Ian Rappaport reported this morning when he first reported that Dre Greenlaw was coming back, said he was going to be eased in. I'm wondering if it was portrayed like he might start, but then he'd play like a Sam linebacker role the rest of the game, and Devondre Campbell would come in and play. But then Greenlaw was awesome.
Yep.
Like, you see why the 49ers missed him so bad, missed his athleticism in the second level. He was just so good.
Best player on the field in the first half.
Yeah, I think, yes, I would agree. And but why you're not going to take him off the field just for the sake of a pitch count. And so he got a little tired and a little sore during the first half and didn't play the second half. I just get Devondre Campbell out of my face, bro. What a loser. What an absolute loser.
We're going to hear from Kyle Shanahan, and we'll hear exactly what he said about Devondre Campbell. But correct me if I'm wrong, Campbell essentially approached the Niners pregame and said, I'm not playing today if you're going to start Dre Greenlaw over me. And then when he was asked to come in for him in the second half, that's when he refused and left the field, is how I understand it. So he didn't even want to. He made it known pregame.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network.
Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And then when the Niners asked him to come in, he said, no thanks, see ya.
What mindset
bye-bye.
Is that, though? Like, you knew exactly what your role was
yep.
when you signed here. And to have the audacity to refuse to play in the biggest game of the season, when, if Dre Greenlaw's injury is serious, you're going to start against the Dolphins next week. You're the next guy up. Like, I'm not saying that Dre Greenlaw being injured is why they lost this game. The offense carries most of that blame tonight. But my goodness. Like, of all the players, that would be like Ambry Thomas refusing to play last year. Like, what are you doing? Like, you need this more than they need you, brother. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I would not be shocked if he doesn't play one more snap in the league ever again. I would not be shocked. He's over the hump. He's past his prime. He's in his early 30s. He's not a great pass coverage player. Like, this could be the last you ever hear of Devondre Campbell outside of tomorrow on this very radio station when every single host rips him for the next 12 hours. Like,
I can't wait to hear Shasky and Bonte.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be great.
We're, it's almost 9 o'clock, so that means we're 9 hours away from the morning roast at 6
Buckle
in the
up,
morning.
Buckle up, folks. So let's go.
Ready. We might take you close to 6 a.m. in the morning.
Alarms.
We're going to be here for a long time.
You guys might go till close to 6 a.m.
Yeah. I will scream on the mic until Bonte and Chasky walk in the studio.
We'll keep the seats warm for you guys.
It's time for the pregame show now. Let's go, boys.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. Is this just a one dude thing? Is this just Devondre Campbell not being a good dude, not being a team player, or is this systemic of something larger? Is this Kyle Shanahan beginning to lose the locker room? I know that that's a phrase that gets thrown around all the time, and there is very little to suggest that Kyle Shanahan is losing favor in the locker room. This is a pretty big deal, though. A player who has started all season refusing to play. This is just a one guy thing, though, right?
It has to be. I think this is more indicative of Devondre Campbell as a person and as a player than Kyle Shanahan's hold on the locker room. If this was Dre Greenlaw or Fred Warner or Nick Bosa, then I think there would be a very real problem here. But Devondre Campbell wasn't in this team's plans for beyond Dre Greenlaw's absence.
Wasn't even their first choice linebacker to sign this offseason.
Right. So, toodles, bro.
Michael Kendricks. What could have been? He wouldn't have quit. Tell you that one.
Hey, I'll tell you, he stinks too. He's not even playing for the Cowboys anymore.
You're right.
All right. So, a terrible, terrible loss for the Niners. And it gets even worse because one player that they turned to when Dre Greenlaw could not go in the second half refused to take the field.
He wasn't even good.
He was
like, if he was playing great and got benched, I get it. But, dude. Your PFF grades are like 10. You're not good.
Dude, he's not an effective NFL player.
It's
anymore.
Also Dre Greenlaw. Like, there's no doubt that when Dre Greenlaw is healthy, he's playing
right.
over everybody not named Fred Warner on this team.
It's not Tatum Bethune they're throwing in there in front of you, bro. Come on, man.
This is just ridiculous. That's what the Niners season has come to. They're now 6-8. They lose at home to the
Heck
Rams,
yeah, baby.
12-6.
2024.
And
this season can't end fast enough.
And it's over. I'll tell you
it's
what.
It's over now, brother.
It's over.
0.1% to go to the playoffs. This is it.
Over.
It's
All
Michael
right.
Jackson. This is it, man. It's a curtain call.
Yeah, this might have been the end of the Niners season. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. We got so many of you guys lined up.
I hope it's Devondre.
957-9570. Yeah, Devondre, he's probably already gone from Levi. So you're driving home.
Maybe he's not busy.
Driving to the
he's
airport.
Screaming into the phone. Keep my name out your mouth.
Give us a call, Devondre. We'll get you on
I'm not Chris Rock, brother. I dare you.
We'll let you jump everybody in line. Just call and we'll get you on ASAP. But while we wait for Devondre, let's go out to Nicholas, who's in Anaheim. Nicholas, what's up? You're on overtime on 95.7 The Game. It's Grandy, Kyle, and Sterling with you. How you doing?
Good. How about you guys?
We're trying to laugh at this situation, Nicholas.
I was going to talk about the offense, but you know, Devondre Campbell saying that? Geez, that's ridiculous. I mean, you got to be a team player. And Dre Greenlaw, that's a guy I'd go to war with. And the fact that you couldn't say, oh, well, he's on a pitch count, and you end up having, like, refuse to play? I'm sorry, but yeah, I hope I can't see him another year. I better see that guy cut. like DeAndre Campbell, he can go. But also, I was going to say on the, this was not on the defense. This game?
No.
Offense. Like, yep. Like, basically, like, there were several plays when I only caught the second half watching it live on my TV since I was commuting home. But, like, watching Purdy miss some easy throws and Debo complaining about, you know, wanting the ball and you couldn't do it, it's just, it was ridiculous. It was just basically almost a microcosm of the season, basically.
Yeah, Nicholas, you're right. I mean, and you saw just the second half as you were getting home from work. I mean, the first half, it wasn't that pretty either. I mean, the Niners' defense in the first half, they were good in the second half, but they were amazing in the first half. But it was ugly offensively as well. Kyle, the one of the first words out of your mouth when we took the air was, why the hell were you giving Debo the ball on 3rd and 6 on that first drive?
Ludicrous, dude.
When you weren't then going to go for it on 4th and 4 or 4th and whatever, and then you kick a 53-yard field goal, which Jake Moody made in credit to him, but made no sense. I texted you guys in the thread the second after the field goal was kicked. I said, you know what? I am an idiot because I thought that a Debo Samuel run on 3rd and 6 guaranteed that you were going to go for it on 4th and 4 or whatever it was. And they brought out the kicking unit. Moody made the kick, whatever. But I just cannot wrap my head around, one, a Debo run on 3rd and 6 if you are not going to go for it on 4th down. It made no sense.
Especially when, if this was 2021 and they tried that, like, all right, you know, good. That's a good effort. That play is not working this year. Debo in the backfield on any kind of run, outside, inside, doesn't matter, isn't working. So to your point, Mark, that was what that signaled to me. Okay, they're going to try and get a couple of yards here and go for it on 4th. But no, they ran that play to try and gain the 6 yards. I don't understand it. I understand what Debo means to the 49ers and has meant to the 49ers since 2019. He was awesome. Go back to the Super Bowl. He was awesome in the Super Bowl in 2019 as a rookie. And we've seen with the 49ers how hard it is for rookies to break out as quickly as Debo did. And the impact that he had on their run in 2019 and 2021 and 2022 and 2023 cannot be understated. It's over. And placating Debo Samuel because he did a tweet and was mad that he's not getting the ball, even though he's getting the ball about as often as he was last year, but that's a different point. So you're going to placate Debo Samuel instead of trying to do every single thing you can to win this game? I don't understand that. I don't understand that one bit. I'm usually like all in on the, hey, Kyle Shanahan's great. I think Kyle Shanahan had a bad game in the biggest moment of the year. And Brock Purdy wasn't good. We've talked about that. Debo was bad again and has been. I think he's been fewer than 22 yards in each of the last 4 games, fewer than 22 yards receiving. And the rushing numbers are even worse. So that has gone so far past its use. And the fact they kept leaning on Debo tonight, especially early in the game, for what? That's for him. You're doing that because you felt like you owed him. And I think that's embarrassing. That's he can't, that if that's what it's going to be, then he can't be on this team anymore. That's just the bottom line.
Kyle Shanahan went out of his way to protect Debo Samuel's ego tonight, and that's never been what Shanahan's been about since 2017. If you weren't a team player, get out. DeAndre Campbell, not a team player, going to be cut tomorrow. I'm not saying cut Debo, although we're pretty angry at him for how bad he played all year and how bad he was in this football game. I didn't mind the 3rd down run, but it's just the over-reliance on Debo. Oh, we have to get Debo going. No, you don't have to get Debo going at all. In fact, the offense has been better when he doesn't touch the football. He has been a waste of a touch all year. And I get it. Former All-Pro. He used to be able to carry the team. He used to make big plays. I'm sorry. The word used to carries a lot of weight in that statement. He's over the hump. He's past his prime. And he's been a great player for a long time in San Francisco. Done a lot of great things. A lot of highlight plays. Carried the offense an entire season when they didn't have a running game. Yep. When the quarterback was limited. Like, thank you, Deebo Samuel, for your service. We appreciate you. You are one of the greatest receivers in Niners history. That said, if they're going to make a win about yourself, oh, it ain't my fault, I'm not getting touches. When you lead this team in touches now after this football game, and you walked into it with 72 on the year, the second most behind Jordan Mason, only to put up one of your worst performances of the season and drop the biggest pass of the football game outside of the Juwan Jennings throw in the red zone that Purdy threw interception on. Like, this game would have been entirely different had Deebo Samuel come to play. And guess what? If you're going to whine and complain on social media and make a win about yourself, he deserves every boo, every jeer. And honestly, I would, like, if it was me and I was a petty Kyle Shanahan, I'd walk up to him and say, here's your pacifier if you want to be a baby. Stop crying. Start playing for once. We need you tonight. And you didn't show up. At this point in time, season's over with. You're an all-pro. Play like one.
Yeah, Deebo Samuel, 7 targets, 3 catches for 16 yards. He was targeted on the first play of the game. It was decent defense by Akella Witherspoon, by the way. So odd to see Akella Witherspoon playing actually decent defense. It, of course, it happens to be against the 49ers. He also had the drop that you guys are talking about on the 3rd and 10 in the second half. He had 2 carries for 3 yards. So if we're talking about opportunities, 9 total opportunities, 5 total touches, and they go for 19 total yards. He also ran into Isaac Arendo in the backfield, and he also committed a false start. It was the worst day of Deebo Samuel's career at the office, and when it comes on the backdrop of what he did on Twitter after the win last week leading up to this week, it leaves a terrible taste in your mouth. And it's just so odd, guys, to go from how beloved Deebo was, and we will always have a soft spot for Deebo and what he did in 2021 and how he helped this Niner team get to 2 Super Bowls. Deebo Samuel will forever be one of the more unique weapons in Niner history.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting booed off the field tonight at Levi's Stadium. That's incredible to consider how quickly the fan base has turned on Deebo Samuel. He was getting booed off the field.
But Mark, he asked for it.
He did. I'm not saying he didn't deserve it, yeah. But it's crazy how quickly it changed.
If first of all, I want to go back to the very first thing you said. What was the first play of the game?
A throw to Deebo Samuel. A slant to Deebo Samuel.
And who was in coverage?
Akello Witherspoon.
Yeah, Deebo Samuel was getting dogged by Akello Witherspoon. That's what we're doing now? That's where we're at? Like, come on, man. You saw Juwan Jennings later in the game. Akello held him and still got beat by 4 yards for a first down. Like, that's not a good player. And Samuel's getting punked by him? No, that's not how that used to go. Deebo on a slant used to be money. No matter what. No matter who was covering, the Niners could get that, and that was 8 yards plus cash every time. And now he's getting defended by Akello freaking Witherspoon, who doesn't even start for the worst defense in football? What? Like, this is where it's at, man. And to what you were saying, Mark, I don't think if Deebo had not done that tweet, or if Deebo had done a tweet and been like, hey, y'all are right, struggling this year, I'm going to bounce back, I got you, or whatever. He has a rough game. We're going, yeah, hey, you know what, that Deebo drop was tough, but Brock Purdy's probably the focus tonight. But Deebo Samuel, by insisting he's not struggling when everybody can see that he is, it's not even the numbers. You can watch him play. It's not the same guy. Yeah. When was the last time you saw Deebo Samuel break a tackle?
Yeah.
It's been forever.
It has. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so he comes out and goes, I'm just not getting the ball. Like, man, what? Okay, fine, here's the ball. And look, you're doing the same things you've been doing. Like, I don't understand it, man. I get he probably sees the most vile things said to him that go beyond the realm of football, and he felt the need to respond. But, man, that was not a good look. It didn't do anything to help him. And I just can't imagine a scenario where he's back with the 49ers and an effective player ever again.
Yeah, we'll see. We got more to say on Deebo Samuel. Also, I see some callers, Fozzie, Roshan, who I know want to talk about Deebo. We'll get to you, but we do have this fresh sound from Kyle Shanahan. We talked about the Devondre Campbell situation. Let's take a listen to exactly what Kyle Shanahan said just moments ago down in Santa Clara as it relates to Niners linebacker Devondre Campbell. Here is Kyle Shanahan.
happened with Devondre Campbell? He didn't play, and he went into the locker room at some point.
Yeah, he didn't, said he didn't want to play today. Yep.
The coaching staff?
He did when I asked him why he didn't want to go in. So.
During the game or before?
No, that was in the third quarter.
Kyle, has that ever happened to you where a player said they didn't want to play in a game?
No.
He got demoted for this game, right? He was not going to play.
No, he was going to go in when Dre came out.
Kyle, has that ever happened to you where a player said they didn't want to play in a game?
No.
He got demoted for this game, right? He was not going to play.
No, he was going to go in when Dre came out.
Were you released, Devondre Campbell?
We'll figure out something, but I don't know that right now.
Did he give you any reason why you didn't want to play today?
No.
Campbell, I mean, to hear a player say, I don't want to play today, does that create dissension, especially knowing that at this point in the season, with the type of season that this has started out to be, you kind of need as much camaraderie as possible to be successful. Does that create dissension amongst the team, or did it not really affect anyone? Did no one really notice?
People notice, but when someone says that you move on. You don't deal with that anymore.
So that's Kyle Shanahan post-game essentially saying that Devondre Campbell told the team openly that he did not want to play today. Kyle Shanahan asked, has that ever happened to you before? And he flatly said no. And he's talking about if other teammates noticed, picked up on it. I can tell you someone who did pick up on it. Mooney Ward, who was asked post-game in the locker room about it. We already heard Mooney Ward say that he's probably going to get cut soon. What we did not hear from Mooney Ward was before that, he said, quote, that's some sucker stuff to me. Probably going to get cut soon.
And that's why, to me, this doesn't fall in the realm of Kyle Shanahan's losing the locker room. I think Kyle Shanahan and the entire locker room are very much in the camp of that dude sucks. That what that guy did is a bad thing. And the worst part about this is we're spending time talking about Devondre Campbell, who was never in this team's long-term plans.
Yep.
He was Dre Greenlaw's replacement until Dre Greenlaw came back. We were hopeful it would be about this time and the 49ers would be making a playoff push. They're not. But it's taking the focus off what the real problem was tonight. Their defense was awesome. Devondre Campbell or not. That's two games in a row. Their defense has been outstanding. Salute to Nick Sorensen. He was under fire, and they've come back, and they've played really good football here the last couple of games. The offense has been and continues to be the problem this season, and I don't want Devondre Campbell to overshadow that.
Yeah, no, very well said. We will have plenty more to say on that, Sterling. I know you're chomping at the bit to get some stuff out there on Devondre Campbell and Mooney Ward and everyone reacting to this, and we got so much more time to get to all of you on the phone lines as well. Fozzie, I see you. Roshan, Don, and Caleb, we're coming to you when we come back. Debo Samuel, a bad day. Brock Purdy, a bad day. Devondre Campbell quits on this team. The Niners lose, and their postseason hopes are essentially all but done as they lose at home to the Rams 12-6. As overtime continues, Mark Randy, Kyle Madsen, Sterling Bennett, more coming up next on 95.7 The Game.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.